Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Well, thank you, Dave. Oh, my. Pardon me if there is an exaggerated sense of energy today. I'm trying the best that I can, and here's why. First, the show is only going to be 2 hours long today because I can only do so much. Normally, this gal would not take the time to make a day-long trek into Virginia or someplace that was a little bit away. My friend Lou came all the way from New Jersey to pick me up in Baltimore. We drove to Wolf Trap, saw the Clark Duke Project soundcheck, which was awesome. Got to see a little bit of Boney James soundcheck, too, because he opened for Stanley Clark and George Duke. So we spent the whole day in Wolf Trap, or, you know, surrounding area, Tyson's Corner. Great Thai dinner. And saw the show that I am not going to shut up about for a long time. And then, on top of that, got a chance to be with some of Stanley Clark's friends that included my friend Lou, who picked me up. So there was a table full of us at an all-night diner. So Mama Bear here didn't get home till close to 4 o'clock. So, on that note, do you honestly think that I'm not going to play something by George Duke again? Oh, you are wrong, channel changer. That's how we're going to start the show, because this is the song that George did. Mind you, he hadn't seen Stanley for a little bit, hadn't been in public for a little bit. This just about kicked us in the arse last night. On Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, welcome. And here is Mr. Duke with No Rhyme, No Reason.
Thank you.
This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Ding dong ding. Ask me how do I feel. feel from this chemistry lesson I'm learning. After all I can say is if I were a bridge, I'd be burning. Well, I knew my morale would crack from the wonderful way you look. Boy, if I were a duck, I'd quack. Or if I were a goose, I'd be cooked. Ask me, how do I feel now that we're fondly caressing? Hell, if I were a salad, I know I'd be splashing my dressing. Or if I were a season, I'd surely be spring. Yes, and if I were a bear,
Mercy, it's so beautiful to hear her voice. We were going to play Dinah Washington the other day on the show, but as the situation often arises, you have to change plans according to guest and how much time the guest spends. In this case, Unam was really generous and spent over an hour with us, which was absolutely wonderful, and just wanted to change the flavor up a little bit. So we're going to honor Dinah Washington right now, just a little bit, to make sure you know that she was on this earth from 8:28, or actually 8:29:24. Yesterday was her birthday, 1924, to December 14th, 1963. She was only 39 at the time that she passed, and what a legacy she left behind. Born Ruth Lee Jones in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, the Queen of the Blues and other nicknames. She was a trip, and you heard If I Were a Bell from the complete Dinah Washington on Mercury, Volume 4, 1954 to 1956. It's interesting to note that what makes it a little tricky when you hear Dinah Washington and then you hear this particular little blurb from Tony Bennett, it's something to ponder. When Tony Bennett was working with Amy Winehouse on that beautiful project, Tony Bennett Duets 2, a lot of people were on that CD, but the one track, Body and Soul, with Amy Winehouse stood out. He loved working with her, loved it. He thought that she had something special in him that he had only seen in a few people in his lifetime, and that's a long lifetime. And he told her, because she was so beautiful and humble in wanting to get this sound right with Tony Bennett, and he said, you know, Amy, you remind me of somebody else that I had known in my life, and that's Dinah Washington. And Amy said, seriously, Tony? And he said, absolutely. And Amy said that was her favorite singer. So that's pretty awesome to be in that company. And you have heard Body and Soul, I think, at this point by Amy and Tony, and makes us miss Amy that much more, and Dinah too. The circumstances of her life were absolutely movie worthy. I hope somebody does that justice someday. And the circumstances of her death, equally noteworthy, which I'm not going to get into because I want to get a little inspirational today, okay? Because last night was really inspirational. I'll get to that in a second. Won't say too much because so much of it was private. But we heard Nick Colleone. It's going to be all right. Yes, it will, from Feel the Heat. NickColleone.com has the info. This man is so busy. God bless his heart. He just had a birthday a little while ago, and I'm looking at the calendar. It's crazy. The Dauphin County Jazz Festival on the 8th of September. That's in Harrisburg, PA. Always a big deal. Last year, I think that it was flooded out, if memory serves. Jazz Tracks. Catalina Jazz Festival is happening in the next few weeks, and Nick will be a part of that. He is no stranger to those festivals. He's no stranger to any festival, as a matter of fact. And again, NickColeone.com has all the info. And I can't say enough about him in regard to him being the definitive mentor through the years of all these kids coming through Chicago and making sure he has workshops, making sure they have instruments in their hands. So many people, and he won't really talk about it a whole lot, because he's one of these people, thank God, that really believes that you should let your good works go unnoticed. Just do them and shut up about them. I love him so much for that. But so many kids grew up and come back to thank him that you know why there's a smile on his face all the time, because that's a gratifying life. Yeah, speaking of which, thank you to Lou Smith, my great friend from coming up from New Jersey, for coming from New Jersey. Trish, get your prepositions right. Picking me up in Baltimore, taking me to Wolf Trap. We spent the whole dadgum day there. Saw the sound check for the Clark Duke project. It was really awesome to see even the sound check. We had never been to Wolf Trap in Vienna, Virginia, before yesterday, and the venue is absolutely staggering. What they have done with their sound system, I just don't know. And, of course, George and Duke only had the best in sound people to get everything just right. So I'm just going to tell you this, and people have been asking about pictures. It wasn't like that. It was just too private. There's just too much one-to-one time, and I wasn't going to take advantage of that at all. So it was cool because Lou and Stanley are good friends. So Stanley came down to the empty house after the sound check and sat with us for a while. It was wonderful. He's a great guy. So Lou and Stanley were reminiscing about Philadelphia, of course, where they grew up. So did I. So it just so happened that Lou and I had an opportunity to go out to dinner, which was wonderful, in Tyson's Corner. Came back a little early. Stanley got Lou some great seats. We were directly in front of the stage, about nine rows back. It was perfect. Boney James put on a heck of a show, I got to say. But I was really glad. How can I say this? He is really great, as you know, for what he does. But what a perfect warm-up act for Clark and Duke. So Boney had the crowd going, good band, you know it. And then Stanley and George came on. Oh, I don't even know what to say. Stanley Clark does things with that bass I have never seen anyone do. Upright bass, electric bass. He was a trip. We're talking about two men in their 60s now who lost about 30 years on stage because they were back to 1981, 82, and they hadn't seen each other for a while. Now, this is what I want to tell you. George and Stanley had not been together doing a twosome on this stage. Of course, they had a drummer, great drummer. That's another story entirely, and another keyboard person. But George's wife had passed away, and now Stanley and George were together. So when George did Sweet Baby and No Rhyme, No Reason, which is what you heard to start the show, it was so emotional. I could start to cry thinking about it. We wanted to jump on that stage and give him such a hug, because it was palpable. He just couldn't help himself. So it was back and forth. It wasn't all sad, for sure. It was up. It was emotional. It was action-packed, staggering performance. Too short. That's another story, too. But we all had a chance to go out to dinner at this all-night diner, the only place in Tyson's Corner that was open. And it was a bunch of Stanley's friends and Lou's friends and George and his longtime road manager. It was wonderful. God bless God for blessing me. Woo! Okay, let's get to some more music before Shake and Doy comes your way at the top of next hour. This is going to be a shorter show than usual. Shake is going to join us next hour. Shake is something else from Senegal. So he learned what he did on piano first, then on bass, absorbing all the music he heard in his West African community, and then hearing jazz, classical and contemporary, blending it into this amazing amalgam. When you hear him, you're going to trip. Right now, though, Greg Adams, let us tell you, after this three-song set about the Kickstarter.com project that Greg and East Bay Soul are doing, I wanted to dip back a little bit to Runaway Dreams. I know that our bride, BJ, is going to trip out when she hears this because she didn't expect this at all. But promise, every time a show is happening between now and the time that the Kickstarter project ends, you're going to hear a Greg Adams-based song. So this is Runaway Dream from Runaway Dreams on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Woohoo!
Amongst ourselves, wars all over the world, maiming boys and girls. feed our souls, taking time to reach our goals. Back and forth we go. Never give up or let go. Never give up or let go.
Sakes Alive, good buddy, from a few years back. Micah Chevalier, Washington, D.C. based, and her Rue project from Rue's Fantasy, Back and Forth. And much to be said about that CD. It has received a lot of accolades. And Micah, let me tell you what. Let me tell you about Micah. Since the last time she was here or was visible in the chat room, and she has been so many times, Micah is doing a gig at a great place in Virginia called the K2KZ Restaurant, K2 Restaurant and Lounge. And this place is formidable. And when you pack it, woo, it's a party. She's going to be there. And she is in a stage play in Washington. Yes. All the Men I Need. Yeah. So she's doing a bunch. And here's something that's intriguing. And she'll correct me if I'm wrong. But if you go to where you used to be able to go to Micah Chevalier, .net, it now redirects you to her Reverb Nation page. I'm seeing a trend that some artists aren't so gung-ho on the website, because sometimes that's a monthly fee or a yearly fee, whatever. So now a lot of artists are choosing to make their Facebook page their website, because it's free, and you can get all the bells and whistles on your Facebook page. And now I'm seeing Reverb Nation. So something to keep in mind for artists, including artist management like Matt in the chat room right now. So hopefully we can see more information about the artists where you don't necessarily have to go the formal route for the website. Keep in mind, very wise idea. Micah! Hopefully we'll be talking to her again down the road a little bit. Chestnut Brothers, we've just played them the other day with a great song, The Reggae Influenced the People. This was Traveling On. Now, I've played this a number of times, and I had to play it today. First, because Al Chestnut has become a buddy, and I love him so much. So much on his plate with the people now being directed to the Barack Obama reelection campaign. But he also has a song that he has done before with Brother Ty, but they've revamped it. It's a smash. If you go to the chestnutbrothers.com website, you will see Stop the Violence with Nisha Prendergast contributing her vocals. Nisha is the granddaughter of Bob Marley. She had heard the song from the Chestnut Brothers. She wanted to be a part of it. It's awesome. So Ty and Al have spent a lot of their life trying to make people aware that violence is not the answer, trying to make folks aware that we need to come together in peace. So this is one more piece of that puzzle. P-E-A-C-E, P-I-E-C-E. We heard Greg Adams, too, from Runaway Dreams, plural, and Runaway Dream is the name of the song. This is going back a few years. I just want to let you know that Greg Adams and East Bay Soul, just as they had done with East Bay Soul 2.0, they are trying to gather the funds necessary for making sure that people have the full effect of EBS via the Kickstarter.com campaign. And that means for dollar amounts that you might contribute to the project coming to fruition, there are different kinds of things that you can win as a way of saying thank you. So go to Kickstarter.com. We're going to make sure we do our part to let people know, because this is such quality music. And I'm so excited for people around this region, Baltimore, D.C., Virginia, Philly down the road, because East Bay Soul is coming to Ramshead. Ramshead is not aware in Annapolis how crazed this is going to be in December. They're going to be there right before the big, big gig at Scholars for New Year's Eve. So they're playing two dates in Boston at Scholars, one date in the Baltimore extended area. And for these guys to gather in this relatively small space with a boisterous audience, the Funk Soldiers, I'm a little bit frightened for everyone concerned. I'm really not. It's going to be fabulous. Kickstarter.com, go there, type in East Bay Soul and find out how you can help. So thank you very much ahead of time. Let us turn our attention to another birthday. We had to salute Dinah Washington at the top of the hour, another gentleman who is celebrating his birthday today. Is somebody real special. We haven't heard the song on the show, and I thought it might be really wonderful to do this. And before I do, I'll tell you that this song was sung by a lady that is no longer with us physically on this earth. She passed away suddenly on Saturday. Her name was Beretta Mercer, one of the premier vocalists in the Baltimore truly extended area. A once-in-a-lifetime performer. This is no joke. And she was part of the Rolex Band. She was able to command sellout audiences everywhere, even weddings. Rolex Band was the number one wedding band in Maryland. I don't know what they're going to do to replace her. There is no replacing her. She left us suddenly on Saturday, and she was going to be going to a gig, and there was no response. So her daughter found her, and like lots of people in this area and everywhere, Beretta didn't have insurance. So those of us who knew her even a little are trying very hard to make sure all of her funeral expenses are taken care of. So Ron Persaud at Club 347 has had jams every night this week. Club 347 on 347 Calvert Street in Baltimore, across from Mercy Hospital. Tonight is the last one. I'll be there taking pictures, lots of great music, lots of great memories. If you would like a way to contribute, if you don't have the means, you're listening from another area, even if you're listening after the fact and you would like to contribute to this amazing lady's legacy, because her daughter is left. I know that her daughter was still very upset by the fact that she found Mom and the fact that she no longer has her mother. Please get in touch with me via Facebook, and I'll let you know how you can get in touch with Kevin, who was Beretta's music director and her best friend. Thank you very much. Beretta had done this song a time or two in her life. I'm going to let you hear it via the amazing saxophone of birthday baby Gerald Albright. If This World Were Mine, on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you. Is that the coolest doggone song you have ever heard? Oh my God. Oh Lord, I just love that song. When I heard this album the first time, I just tripped out. And put a bookmark in that thought, because I'm going to tell you about the person who you just heard. We have to make sure that you know we heard Steve Oliver and Fearless, my new theme song. SteveOliverMusic.com has more info about where he'll be. Global Kiss is what you have to get if you want that particular track. And we also heard Gerald Albright, who turns 55 today. And something that you should make note of as far as Gerald is concerned, you have to know that you heard If This World Were Mine from Forever for Always for Luther back in 2006. Projecting ahead for the next several days, Gerald is going to be at Humphreys by the Bay in San Diego for a benefit for homeless women and children, if you can possibly get there. If you are a San Diego person or can do a day trip, please advance that cause so much and take care of our women and kids who need protection. This gentleman who you just heard, A Child's Tale is the name of the song from the CD of the same name, I got to meet him a few years ago and was so impressed. First, you have to be impressed by anyone who makes their way from a country so far away, comes to a new land without knowing a whole lot of folks, if anybody at all, and does so remarkably well because of the gift. And he has a gift. Supreme bassist, arranger, composer, a wonderful guy, and a new daddy. Thank you very much. Please make welcome Shake and Doy. Hi, my brother.
Hey, Trish, how are you?
I'm really good. I hear you smiling over the phone. I hear you.
That is amazing. That is amazing. I'm really happy to be here. I'm really glad to be at the Hybrid Jazz, you know.
Well, you need to be in a hybrid jazz continuum because you really are hybrid, Shake. Tell us about those circumstances. You were listening to the radio when you were back in West Africa, were you not?
Yeah, you know, it's a very, very small world. You know, I've been listening to a lot of groups when I was back home.
Yeah.
And which I come to actually, just telling a friend of mine, I'm actually playing with all of them, most of them right now, which is quite a surprise in a very small world, really, really small world, you know.
Yeah.
Even the first time that I heard, the violinist Karen Briggs, that was from my mom. She actually put out a DVD with Johnny.
And wow.
It was a very long time. And, you know, I used to watch that all the time. And then, you know, here I come here and you know, he's playing with her and did some work with her, being a musical director and all that. So it's a very, very small world.
So wait a minute. Go back now. I didn't hear this. Your mom had an affiliation with Johnny?
No, she actually was introduced me to Yanni's music first.
Okay, gotcha.
And which actually that's how I found Karen Briggs. That's how I found out about her. You know, and then I came to America and you know, when I met Karen, so I called my mom and I told her that you know, I met Karen. She couldn't even believe it.
So it's
a very small world, you know.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, Shake, because, you know, as a youngster, you were involved in piano first and then bass, and you have to tell us how you made that transition. But what was it that compelled you to make this very brave move, leaving your native country to move to the United States? Did you know anybody? Tell us.
Actually, I came here for studies. When I came here for studies, but you know, I've always been interested in playing music, and you know, used to have like these stuff. Actually, the thing is, back home, the funny thing is, I didn't own a bass for a long time, so you know, it was really hard, and even having strings and all that kind of stuff, materials, it was very difficult to have that. So I used to have a friend of mine. He used to lend me his instrument so that I can practice. So I would, take it for a couple of hours and try to practice anything that I can. And mostly that's what it was. And I had a little Casio piano, so it started learning from there. And, you know, it was pretty interesting.
And there's a ton of questions, so forgive me because I'm full of them. It's going to be probably a lot more than when you were with me at the other station where I met you for the first time. That was a wonderful show that we had that day, but we didn't get into some meat and potatoes at that time.
Right.
So what were you listening to? Tell me about the kind of radio that had been a part of your background. You gravitated to what you heard. What did you hear on the radio back then?
We had like something called Dakar Jazz FM, and that was the only radio that was playing jazz. So everything else was like a mix of different kind of music, you know, like the local music, which is called Bala. But mostly, I was listening to the other radio station, which was playing a bunch of different things, but at the same time, a lot of jazz from, you know, Coltrane, from Charlie Parker, from even, you know, Chick Corea, anything. I mean, even special effects. So I discovered all those bands just from that, from listening to that radio. You know,
how about that? Wow.
And so I used to actually just sit down and try to practice over, you know, those radios, that radio station playing those tunes and all that. It was pretty interesting, you know, just having an instrument for a couple of hours. So it was kind of tight to do what I wanted to do. But, you know, it was like, this is my last, it's almost like this is your last day. You know, you have to, you really have to focus and do what you want to do. So you got to do.
So you really did have that philosophy going on in your head. This might be your last day, so you might as well milk this for all that it's worth.
Exactly. Well, you returned the instrument, and you know, it was a really interesting thing. Even if, like, you know, you would borrow it, somebody would have an instrument, you know, they would be missing a string, so you have to go somewhere to borrow a string to put it on your instrument to play, or, you know, that's how it used to be before. You know, but
So Shake, by the time you got your own instrument, you probably never wanted to let it go.
Oh, I would be like probably 15 hours, you know, I would stay playing, keep on playing until I fall asleep. That's what I used to do. And even when I came here, I used to do that too. By the time I had my instrument, but I used to do that at the same time. So I would just be playing until I fall asleep. You know, 15 hours. I never sleep at night, so that's pretty much what I used to do. Yeah.
You are something. So you got so proficient on the bass that there was some kind of buzz in Senegal, but you got to study. Where is it? How are the particulars in motion that you can tell us that you got to study in the U.S. and you came here? When did you come here?
I came here in, I think, 1999, 2000. So it's been like 13 years now.
Yeah.
And I went to Montgomery College to study, and I had this teacher, Ward Harris. He was actually the musical director, you know, for the jazz ensemble there. So I was admitted to the program to study with him. And he was a bass player, a great bass player, actually, at the same time. And at that time, I really couldn't read seriously. You know, he was telling me that I had a good ear, but I couldn't really read. So I was like behind, completely behind. The band was like ahead of me as far as reading. But I would play what I feel, and he would really love it. But he was like, yeah, you know, we're going to work on the reading. So I spent a lot of time on that. You know, it was a little tough, but I had to go through it to kind of catch up with the band.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome, experience, you know.
That was your baptism of fire, Shake.
Okay. It was something else. So I would spend every single book that I see, I would just try to grab it and, you know, go through it, read it. If I have any problems, I would just give them a call. Like, I don't have a problem with asking people if I have something going on, you know, like a issue as far as reading things or musical, anything that's musical, I would just give them a call and then ask them questions, you know.
Well, obviously, and not to embarrass you, but you have become so instinctual as a bassist that you have been playing some gigs lately that have been mind-blowing. And I'm going to point out one of these instances because, right, you know, a few months ago you were at Blues Alley, and I know that there were other circumstances that paved the way for this special artist to come see you in that mix that night. Mm-hmm. But I think it was a surprise that Stevie Wonder dropped by Blues Alley, so he got to see you do your thing.
Yeah, the problem with that was, you know, I guess he came into the set, I had no idea until the end. I guess if I would have known early, I would be like, you know, it would be something else. But he was sitting there, and when I was playing on stage, and somebody came on stage and said to me, You know, you need to acknowledge Stevie, just like Stevie. Like he says, Stevie only, like, there's one Stevie. So I'm like, Stevie, yeah, I'm not really sure what you mean. So, and I don't know this person. So he's like, yeah, you need to acknowledge me. He's in the audience. I'm like, Stevie who? Like, Stevie Wonder. I'm like, what? So he was very, very, like, intense. I was like, uh-oh. So I saw him shaking his head in the back. I was like, uh-oh. And he, you know, he was a pretty special night that night. So.
Yeah.
Did six shows at Blues Alley, and it was the very first night that he showed up. I think the second set, yes. The very first night. It was quite amazing. So it was a lot of fun, I guess, you know. I was very, very, very pleased that he dropped by. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, the word was out, and you've been getting this really intense buzz, and I was telling a few people because they were asking who was going to be next on the show, and a couple of folks had been very curious about you. They know your name, and they wanted to know more about you, and
right.
I was talking about A Child's Tale, and I said, can you imagine that this amazing bassist commanded the respect of people like Russell Ferrante and Eric Marienthal and Randy Brecker to play on this CD. And they went, what?
Yeah. It was,
how did that come to pass? Because that's pretty special yourself, Shake.
Well, this is how it started first. It started from, you know, like a friend of mine, Kevin Jones, who's a drummer. He was doing his record at in Los Angeles at Entourage Studio, and he had Russell and, you know, Eric and all those guys. So we were friends, and I was, you know, I was sending him tracks before, hey, this is a demo that I've done and all that. So he actually asked me, would you like me to, you know, to introduce you to Russell so that maybe you can do your record there and stuff at the same time. So it was like a week ahead before even the sessions. I wasn't even ready. So I had to go back and, you know, go through my material and find all that, all the tunes that I wanted to actually record live. So I got ready in about a week and then went to Los Angeles to record. So at first I met Russell and then, you know, started meeting more and more of the people. It was the same circle, you know, like we meet Russell and then Eric, then Weko came in and then Randy Brecker. So it was that was how I met all of most of them, actually, and Dean Brown and really, really nice people.
Yeah. Oh, for sure they are. There's a, you know, and it, just with Russell and Eric, I know that people have described them as being very gracious.
Yeah, and we became really, really good friends, those guys, really. And Jimmy Haskell was at the same time the bass player as well. He's a really good friend of mine. We talk almost every week really advise and all that. So it's really, really an honor to meet all those people.
That's so cool. I'm just so tickled because you are such a cool person, and more than that, you just seem to gravitate in a warm way to people who really respond to your music, and they just seem to want to help you along in whatever they can do because they're so blown away by you. You have lightning fingers. I was thinking of you last night, Shake, because I went to see Stanley Clark at Wolf Trap.
Right.
And I'm thinking, oh, my God, if I saw Stanley with Shake, I think I'd pass out.
It is actually, it's a small world because I'm going to be at the Coltrane Jazz Festival in September 1st with Tizer, and I know that Stanley is part of the artist that is going to be there. So
that's right.
Yeah. So this September 1st, the Coltrane Jazz Festival in North Carolina. So it's great.
Oh, my God. Oh, that'll be awesome. Well, let me do this. Let me make sure I send a little message to Stanley so that he can be looking for you, if that's cool with you.
That's fine. That's fine with me. That would be great, actually. That would be great. That would be absolutely wonderful.
Oh, you know what? That is so exciting. You are going to be there at the same time, and this is a big deal. This is the Coltrane Jazz and Blues Festival. George Duke and Stanley were talking about this last night at dinner. they're really right. pumped for this because this is, what, in High Point, North Carolina, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah. So it's going to be a great show. It's going to be myself, Karen Briggs, Lau Tizer, and the drummer Raul Pineda.
Now, how did you get together with Lau Tizer? I really want to know that. That was one of my questions.
Yes, Lau. I met Lau through actually Karen.
Okay.
Karen introduced me to Lau. And this was really interesting because I think it was about a couple of years, 3 years ago, and they were looking for a bass player. So I got the call, which I actually didn't really get the chance to. They sent me the material, I think about 14 tunes, so try to learn the material as soon as I can. And then flew to L.A. to do the gigs that I had to do there. And really, literally, there was really no rehearsal. So we just went and we played. It was a great, great, great show. And that's how I started playing with Lau.
Man.
And then Kelly Minucci from the special effects from playing with Lau and Karen.
That's really something. See? My God. And you had the situation whereby you were ready for those situations where you couldn't have rehearsal, because when you came here and you were immersed in the band, you learned to do that.
it's the thing here. The whole thing is mostly they will trust you with your once they trust you, that's how it works. So they don't really need to rehearse. They will send you something, a song, and tell you, hey, we're going to be playing this. So with the charts. So. And, you know, once you have their trust, I think it makes it much easier for a transition to go out and play on stage. So,
that's
but,
everything,
yeah, have,
yes.
Yeah, you really have to, you know, work on that and make sure that people are comfortable with you coming in and knowing the material without rehearsing. I think that's a plus there if you have that, you know. But, you know, at the same time, I love playing with all of them, you know, and Karen, because I have MD for Karen for a few shows, actually, and really love playing with her. She's an amazing, amazing violin player.
Yes, amazing.
Yeah.
Well, look, you don't get to play with Yanni for umpteen years unless you were completely astounding.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I want to dip into something else. We started off the hour, you heard, because you were on hold while A Child's Tale was playing. Tell me about that song, and then tell me about Alchemy West that I'm going to play next.
Okay. A Child's Tale, I'll tell you the musicians on it. They pretty much all local, actually. The sax player's name is Kyle Whelan.
Yes.
And I think I had Adrian Green on drums. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Adrian Green.
Yes, I am familiar, and you did have him on drums, yes.
Yes, and also have this guy named Brad Booth from the Postmodern Blues Band. He plays piano. This singer from India, her name is Sunanda. So that song pretty much is one of the first songs that I've recorded. And it's about just a child's tale. It is actually about me, pretty much. When I used to be back home with my younger cousins, and so I haven't seen them in years. So it was pretty much like the idea was like meeting again, and you know, having that conversation after 20 something years not seeing them. So that's pretty much the whole spirit of the record. And just that dedication to any child, any children, so any child, pretty much. So,
speaking of which, how's the baby doing?
The baby is good. You know, it's been a month now. He's a month. His name is Kareem. And
Kareem.
Yeah, I've been off for like a month now, so and you know, hanging out at the house with my wife, and so I have two kids. I have like a 2 years old son, my 2 years old son, and he was actually pretty. It was pretty interesting to try to introduce him to the new baby. So They get they get a little jealous, but then he became really, really nice with him. So it's a blessing, and it's a quite great experience, you know.
Oh my God, Sheikh, savor these days. They are extraordinary, and you're going to remember our conversation about this in years to come, because time flies, honestly. It really does.
It does, absolutely, absolutely.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Well, I wanted to make sure that our chat room and anybody who's listening to the show now and will in the archives know that you wrote A Child's Tale, and we just loved it. Some folks had not heard this before today and loved it. And I wanted to play Alchemy West because that's another song of yours. Tell me about that before we launch into it.
Yeah, I mean, Alchemy was recorded out in California with I've done, actually, when you look at it, I've done two versions. There's Alchemy East and West.
Yes.
Alchemy West, I had the musicians, the West Coast, Russell Ferrante, Eric Marienthal. There's also Mike Miller, guitar player, on the track, too. It was a quite interesting session that day. We did, like, five songs, and it was pretty interesting. It was really, like, all of them, like, they like one-take guy people, players, the top players, really amazing players.
Oh, that's great. Oh, my gosh. It's just, you know, the whole ambiance of the CD, it does remind me, and I know that you've probably heard this, but the way that it flows reminds me very much of another group that was so instrumental in turning people's heads around in the 70s, and I'll get to that after we hear this. So who we're talking to today is Sheikh Endoy, and this is this brilliant bassist on Alchemy West from A Child's Tale on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Thank you.
that so much. That's Shake Ndoye on bass, and it is a dizzying display of the talent of everyone concerned. Alchemy West from Shake Ndoye's A Child's Tale. One of the gals that is a beloved regular in the chat room, Shake, she said she is just freaking out over that bass line.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
That's so cool. Oh, my God. And you, when you hear it, when you know that you're in any kind of program and you're on hold and you're hearing your music, how do you feel about that?
I'm really honored and I just love to, you know, playing music and composing and writing material, so writing things that, you know, people can sing along with. So that's my main idea, so pretty much. And I really, you know, love when people, you know, feel the message that I'm trying to convey. So that's an important thing, and I think we all need that in this time, in this environment, and all that. You know, it's an important thing.
Oh my gosh, to have appreciation shown to you, for sure. We all need to tell one another that while we're still living, because you know what, 2012, we've seen people who were beloved artists that have been in our life for a long time and friends that have passed away. We need to tell one another how special we are and how talented.
Exactly. We definitely do. This year's date was pretty much something else. A lot of great artists passed it. So
yes,
sending blessings to them. So.
Oh my gosh, yes, and yeah. You really bless us with your gift, and I just get so bowled over when I know that I go to your page sometimes and see what's happening and see who you're playing with, and it just is such a joyful situation to understand that you came to the United States and all of these accolades have come to you, and of course there could be a whole lot more, but you are like, and I wish Joe Zawinul was still with us, because if he heard you, he would have tripped out, because what you have done is to take some of Weather Report, Shake, and that sound, expanded that sound and brought it into 2012. You've probably heard that before, right?
Yes, I definitely did. They were one of my biggest influence, definitely, you know, in Jacopo's stories, so... and, you know, the funny thing about this now is that a lot of the guys that used to be good friends with Jaco, and I'm hearing all these stories, and it's almost like I know him personally, because it's really interesting that sometimes that's how I feel about that. And, you know, like I was saying earlier, it's a very small world, and, you know, getting to meet all of these guys, it's pretty amazing.
I'll bet you, yeah. What has been one of the most exciting things that has happened in your career? Stevie Wonder was one thing. I mean, here he is in the audience. Who would have known that? But what are some other highs that have been in your career so far?
Well, you know, right now I'm just honored to be the guy that I'm working right now. I mean, it's pretty amazing that sometimes I just sit back and then say, hey, slow down, you know, it's something else. I actually did some recordings, you know, with Mike Stern, and I'm looking to go back to do some more recordings, hopefully in September. So these are one of, you know, also working with you know, the group ties in with Kiali Special Effects.
Yes.
It's a pretty amazing thing. And there's another situation that's happening right now. We are in the studio recording. This is a new record called Rasta Rock Opera Music. So it's all mixed together. It's like Rasta, reggae, you know, rock music and opera.
Rasta Rock Opera. Wow.
So I'll tell you who's in the record now. There is myself, Karen Briggs, Marcus Bella from the, you know, the former drummer of Yellow Jackets.
Yes.
We did the sessions together. So I'm going back in the studio as a consultant at the same time, recording some other tracks with Cindy Blackman on drums.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So then this is what's happening. We have some other, actually the producer's name is TV Marco, and you know, great. He put some a great. He's gonna like this is a really great record. I mean, it's got like Ziggy Marley, you know, doing some recordings for this project. So hopefully this album is going to be released next year. I mean, great music. Buster Williams is part of it, playing bass as well.
Oh,
it's a very unique record. Very unique record. You know, so this is one of the exciting thing this year. Absolutely.
Gosh, that's so exciting, and it seems as though people are really exercising some creativity that we haven't seen in a long time. It just seems like people are being actually fearless about wanting to combine different kinds of genres or mixing up what has been jazz and going beyond those limits and now thinking outside of this box. You know, who would have ever thought to combine reggae and rock and opera? But we've been, I guess, in the past couple of years, we have felt such frustration at not hearing what we wanted to hear on the radio. So people have turned elsewhere to create some stuff.
And that's what it is. And that's what's happening now, you know, like... people are taking chances and doing, you know, doing different things, and I think that's a great thing to bring new things in life. So, new interesting stuff in life. So, I think this one project is definitely part of it. I would recommend anybody if they're checking it out to you know check it out. So, that would be an awesome thing.
Oh my gosh, that's just great. And with you, Sheik, I wanted to let people hear a little bit more than is what I usually do. It's usually three songs. But I wanted to play another track just because of the fact to hear a contrast, because you really like Bob James, don't you?
Yes, I do. And matter of fact, he's actually listened to all the tracks that I've done. So
really?
We've had a conversation, yes, on the phone, and he was very happy, you know, with his songs, like the way that I've interpreted his songs. So I'm truly honored to actually being able to you know do his songs and all that. I've always wanted to do that. He's such a great composer.
Oh my gosh, yes. And you started out with piano, so you certainly know who these truly worthy pianists are, and I guess you gravitated to Bob James early, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I definitely did. That was also one of my main influences as well.
That's wild. Well, I've got Hands On and Nightbeat. What would you like folks to hear from you?
Hands On sounds great.
Okay, that's awesome. I wanted those who were not familiar with Sheik's work to get a feel that not only is he this astounding composer, that Sheik, you're able to make people be engaged really quickly in your music, but then you can take somebody else's song, and I know Bob was smiling when he heard this because he's probably thinking the same thing I am. Well, he sure made that song his own, didn't he?
I know.
That's very cool. This is Sheik Ndoye, my guest today on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. This is the Bob James song, Hands On, from A Child's Tale.
Thank you.
That is some tasty tunage that we like to say from time to time. Mercy. Shake and Doy on bass and his amazing friends. And that's Hands On, the Bob James song from A Child's Tale. Shake, I am just loving it. The chat room is loving the music. You have had some really wonderful things happen to you. Do you feel as though you're on a continuum where things are just going to keep getting better and better?
I think so, you know. I mean, I like to be involved and just take things into, just keep going, try to take things into a higher level. So I'm really always, it's really, actually I'm right now working on my second record, so.
Great!
Yes, title record, Below Level, and I'm going to have some, I've done a couple of tunes already, and that features Mike Stern on them. And, currently working with Arshak Zirunyan playing piano on some of my stuff. You know, Arshak.
Oh, my gosh. You've got Arshak Zirunyan. Oh, cool.
Yeah. Amazing piano player. And, I've done some work with him as well. But, yeah, he's part of the project, you know. So hopefully in 2013, this record will be released. So I'll definitely keep everybody posted on that.
Oh, do that. And that's an intriguing concept, you and Arshak, because he comes from this dark classical place in his soul.
Yeah.
And with you, to combine with what you have gained in the way of all that, the world music that's circulating in your head from when you were little, and taking what you learned of everything in the way of folkloric music when you were growing up in Senegal, then combined with jazz, that's going to be pretty brutal stuff. I can't wait.
Definitely, I will. It's going to be a pretty interesting combination of musicians and I really wanted to see where it's going to go, you know, new challenges and just come up with new ideas, fresh ideas. So that was the main point, and we're working on it right now.
That's cool. Is there a projected time that maybe the next CD is going to be done?
So hopefully by end of 2013, like around October, November, so in 2013.
Gotcha. Okay. You are projecting for the long haul. God bless you.
Yeah, you know, because I have actually some new stuff that I'm writing that's, going to have like some few big band kind of, it's like a mix of big band music with, African music. And I'm having Alan Baylock. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Alan Baylock, great arranger.
Oh, wow.
Who's part of the project. And, so it's going to be a quite interesting thing. So he's a 17-piece band. So that's going in the studio and record. That's why it's going to be taking that long to get all the tracks done.
So, wow, you are just full of these really cool ideas. And it seems to me that projects are coming to you that you're needing to be part of because of this enhanced hybrid notion. You really get excited when you see that genres are colliding, don't you?
I always do, and I'm always like, I'm really honored to just be part of, you know, and people calling me this project, and, you know, really special project would be like when Arshak called me on his when he was doing his DVD. It was pretty amazing the type of music. I was very, very pleased and happy to be part of that project. And other projects like the opera, also the Rasta Rock opera. And the other one as well is the new Lau Tizer Downbeat album that, you know, I'm also part of.
Oh, cool.
Great project that, that I'm on. He's a great, great composer, writer, piano player. And, the CD is out, and we're going to be at Ram's Head this September 6th. Next Thursday, September 6th, at Ram's Head.
Myself, fabulous.
Yeah, myself, Kelly Minucci from the Special Effects, Lau Tizer on piano, and Raul Pineda on drums from Cuba.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to be some kind of show. I'm glad you mentioned that. September the 6th. So, actually, that is what? Is that, that's next Thursday.
Next Thursday, yes. Exactly at 8 p.m. next Thursday.
Oh, fabulous. You know what? This is so cool, Sheikh, because a gal that I have never met in person that I got to be friends with on Facebook is coming from California actually today, and she was wanting to see what she could do while she was here visiting with a couple of friends. So now I know what to tell her.
Oh, here you go. Here you go. That definitely will be a great show with the Tiger. So it's going to be an interesting, you know, great group of guys and great players, you know, all around.
And tell me this again, because I have known and respected Chiele Mannucci for a while, and he did a lot of things with us when he was when we had WSMJ, which is no longer, as is the case with a lot of these contemporary jazz stations. But Chiele is so creative and so passionate about his music. How was it when you met him for the first time?
He's an amazing, really, really amazing guy, very nice guy, and he likes to talk about music. Like, we exchange, even, you know, when we exchange email back and forth sometimes. He would send me a song, hey, check out this song, you know, I wrote this material. He's all about music. That's how I can describe Kelly, an amazing guitar player. So it was a pretty the first time I met him actually was I think it was even a couple of years ago when we did that gig in California, or I can't remember, there were so many gigs.
Yeah.
But you know, it was a quite interesting moment, because I told him how I discovered his music, and I actually had a cassette. This was a long time ago. And that's how I discovered, you know, I had a cassette of the special effects. So I was playing that over and over until the cassette actually died. But, yeah, but that's pretty much. And he was like, oh, you guys listen to, you know, Senegal? Do they know special effects? I'm like, of course they do.
Yes, of course. All over the world.
All over the world. So, you know, it's a great, great pleasure and honor to work with him. So amazing, amazing guy.
And I'm glad you told me about Lau. If you talk to him, tell him that I would love to have him on the show so he can wax poetic about you, because I know that he loves you. It really would be nice to. It's such a pleasure for me, Sheikh, to introduce people to your music and then to get to know you better if folks have heard your name, but they want to see this artist fleshed out before their eyes. So you've opened up a whole lot of ears today, and I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm really honored to be here. Thanks for having me at Hybrid Jazz. I'm really, really honored, and it's a great pleasure.
Well, it's a great pleasure to have you, and I'm going to get to one more song. You know that I'm going to end this interview with Saints. Of course you do, right?
Wow, amazing. Amazing.
Oh, yeah. That is one of those pieces of work that if somebody's not prepared for it, they go, what?
and actually, great. He's a good friend of mine, Ramiro White, a great percussionist and producer who played on that song. He played on all of the tracks too. So he's a great, great guy, great producer.
Oh, and my God, what a fan of his you. He is. He just loves you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, one more question for you. If you had a dream that would come true in this next year or so, projecting ahead with all this marvelous energy that's coming your way and the good fortune and the blessings, what would you like to see happen with your career?
Wow, that's a pretty good question. Well, my whole thing is I want to reach a point where, you know, I can, you know, touch everybody's heart. I think that's the most important thing with my music. And, you know, help out in any way that I can in this world with, you know, difficulties and all that stuff. So that translates through my music and help people out. anywhere you are in the world. That's my main goal.
So in essence, you are saying what we discuss all the time on the show, and it's so funny how these different musicians from every part of the globe who have been guests have alluded to the same thing. You want to be responsible for, in part, healing the world.
Exactly. That's you said it better than I did, actually. That's exactly what it is.
That's a beautiful thing. Well, see, if you have that intention, then that will happen.
I hope so, and I definitely hope so, you know.
God bless you, Sheikh. It's been a real pleasure to have you. I really appreciate your time. And please do me a favor and kiss Kareem for us.
Will do. Will do. And the whole family says hi. So.
And say that again?
I say the whole family says hi as well. The whole family.
Oh, that's wonderful. And we send our love. We really do. When you have a young family like that, it is the most exciting thing in the world. And it's part of the reason why the creativity comes out of your pores for making music. You're going to find inspiration in your children that you're not even going to believe. Sheikh, it's going to be fabulous.
Thank you. And I also thank my wife for making all this possible. So she's the one who's behind all that. And, you know, while I'm out of town and touring, so she's definitely taking care of the kids. And so I'm thankful. So I definitely, you know, I'm very, really thankful.
God bless you. That's really sweet of you to say. And I know she appreciates you, too. Tell us a little bit before we go about Saints so that folks can hear that.
Yeah, Sense is actually the guitar player on Sense. You know the singer Youssou N'Dour from Senegal.
You know what? I have heard. Yes.
Yes, that's his guitar player. He's a very interesting and has a unique sound on the guitar. The way he plays his instruments, it's almost like he plays it like a traditional instrument called khalam. It's like a four-string instrument in Senegal, sometimes even five-string, but mostly four-string instrument. And so that and it's Ramiro White playing percussion on that. And I'm actually playing upright on that. That's the only song that I'm playing upright. So a lot of people have not seen me play upright.
Woo! And yes, when you are playing upright, that's a trip. It's a whole nother chapter and verse of Sheikh N'Dour. And just to let people know, somewhere on YouTube, there is a video of Sheikh. He's playing bass, and your jaw is going to drop when you see it because no human being can do this, but he does.
I really appreciate the kind words, you know, just definitely, I love to play my instrument. I'm in love with the piece of bass, you know. So,
I know you are. Well, many, many more blessings coming to you. I say a prayer over your whole household, and I'll see you hopefully next Thursday.
Next Thursday sounds good. Thank you so much. I really appreciate being on the show again, and it's been a great pleasure.
It's really been wonderful to have you, and I appreciate you, and I speak for everybody in the chat room, too. So we'll see you soon, and I know good things are going to keep on keeping on with you, Sheikh.
Thank you so much, Trish. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful
bye-bye.
Day.
You too. Bye. Sheikh N'Dour, pleasure to have him. Truly, it is. And I wanted you to hear this last song. This is the way Sheikh ends A Child's Tale. Oh man, this is something else. On Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. It's just so special, that song. Just it just must reflect West Africa so much. I just feel the vibes from a different time and a different country. Just so beautiful. Shake and Doy, and that was Saints. That's what the song is called, from A Child's Tale. And thank you so much to Shake for dropping by and spending an hour with us. Listen. Mama Bear's closing up shop early today because I have to. When you put together a whole hour of music for a show, it requires a little bit of research and work. And I didn't know if I was going to get through another hour, and I got in very late, close to 4 o'clock this morning. So I thought my time might be better suited to tell you that next Tuesday is going to be First Tuesday. Make sure you tell your artist friends. If they have a new CD, if they've got gigs to share, come on down. And I'll tell you the number ahead of time so you can pass it along to them. 323-843-6172. 323-843-6172. We just open up the phone lines, so if anybody has anything to share, this is their forum, the first Tuesday of the month. And I think that we're going to have a special guest. Still working on that. I just got a little idea today. We might be switching guests around. But next Thursday, Lisa McClowery, who has to know that I wore her beautiful mess T-shirt to the Clark Duke Project concert last night. That will be in pictures later on today on Facebook. God bless you, everyone that was in the chat room today. Yolanda, Griselda, Mama B, my bride, BJ, Matt, and a whole bunch of folks who were there as guests and who didn't participate in the chat. The numbers are growing each week for this show after having just celebrated a one-year anniversary. Thank you so much, and have a very safe and beautiful, fun Labor Day weekend. We'll see you on Tuesday. God bless you.